I'm optimistic enough to have been an activist for 40 years. From the abolition of nuclear weapons in the 1980s to battling sweatshops in the 1990s to the fight for affordable healthcare in the 2000s to a Green New Deal today, I've kept the faith in cause after cause, decade after decade. And yet, given what I've come to know already about our climate future, basically that a catastrophe of unimaginable proportions is already baked into the atmosphere, it's become difficult for me to hope in the way I used to hope. As an activist, my MO has always been, keep your eyes on the prize, and eventually things will come around. For the first time, that has felt untenable. So what do I do? I don't want to encourage premature despair with talk of doom, but I also don't want to bullshit myself or anyone else with false hopes. Of course we have to do everything we can, says my natural enthusiasm and fighting spirit. But why bother doing anything, says my rational tabulation of the data. The more I've come to feel boxed in by these paradoxes and ironies, the less sure I am how to act in good faith. I need something more. Not so much a reason to hope, it seems, as a way to hope. Or maybe a way to not need to hope. Or at the very least, a soulful approach to our fate. We're in for a catastrophe, I said to myself that summer. I can't give up hope, I said back to myself that summer. But it's too late. But it still matters. No, nothing matters. Yes, all the particulars matter. What particulars? How soon it comes, how bad it is, how we treat each other when it arrives. Dude, it's a catastrophe. I know, but there are better catastrophes and worse catastrophes. Mass extinction and social collapse were a hard set of lemons to be making lemonade out of. But I was trying. If we were locked in for catastrophe, I reasoned, we needed to set our sights on the best catastrophe possible. Not an easy thing to hope for or devise policies around. What story do you tell? What strategy do you plot? How do you rally a social movement around a better catastrophe? And how do any of us, at the soul level, reconcile ourselves to such a dark aspiration? How do I get my heart to want, to actually want, a better catastrophe? This book, which started to take shape that summer, is a search for answers to these questions.